This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
The Rockies get the series win in Toronto. This is a big deal, Mike. Defending American League champions, the Rockies went into Canada and won a series. Phenomenal. Are the Rockies going to get that 30 wins a lot faster than we think? Maybe so. I got some MVP talk. Kind of lit up the X account last night. Decided to. Now I've got three fan bases pissed at me, Michael. We got a lot to discuss. Bruce Dick is going to be live from Indianapolis. He's there for the Final Four again. We'll have him come on, join us, and talk a little bit. And Kevin Lytle will be on from the Colorado and talk Colorado State. The whole show starts now. To the whole show, powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. I'm Brady Hull. We've got Michael Kirkpatrick, the deer hunter, back there today, man. You got your bright orange hoodie on. Nobody's going to miss you out on that scooter today, man. Got to be safe.
And I've got this camo hat, this camo Denver Broncos hat.
You look like you're ready to go hunting.
All I need is hunting gear.
Well, you're pretty close. You got half the battle taken care of, man. You got the attire down. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. A lot to get into. Yesterday was April Fool's, Michael. We didn't have a show yesterday, thankfully, so you couldn't fool me. That was good. I'm glad for that. There was a lot of...
I forgot it was April Fool's until I came in and you guys insulted me right off the bat.
We did. We did. Sometimes, Mike, you just have to do it. You know what I mean?
I was going to offer to buy you and Tanner a beer at Big City Roadhouse.
That would have been cool. But we messed it up. We screwed it up. Well, it happens.
No beer for you guys.
There was just a lot of bad information. I think if you're a media outlet, now, again, when I say media, if you're like known for reporting, like you, like when people follow you, they follow you because you're going to report. People follow me because opinions. I talk a lot. Tanner and Brian, you know, they report on things, but they talk a lot. You tune in to those guys to listen to their opinions and their thoughts on the events of the day. So I don't really have a problem with those kind of people putting out April Fool's jokes. It's when reporters do it. But this one was not a report. A wide-ranging report from ESPN published from their Los Angeles Lakers beat writer, Dave McNeiman. McKenneman? Yeah, McKenneman. And another national NBA reporter, Tim Bonteps. Other multiple sources floated that Denver is one of the most intriguing landing spots for LeBron James this offseason. Wow. If the 41-year-old decides to play another season, there's just a lot of talk about this. One Western Conference executive told ESPN, who is the only guy on LeBron James's level from a basketball IQ standpoint in the league? Go there and team up with that guy. That guy, of course, he's referring to is Nikola Jokic. Now, for me, that would be tough, Mike. I'm not going to lie to anybody in this room because I'm not a LeBron James fan. And I've always liked this about the Nuggets. For the most part, since even going back to their George Karl days, this team has been pretty organic. You know, their best players are guys they drafted. They pick up good free agents, but not like the best free agents. They don't make big blockbuster trades. I know the Aaron Gordon was a good trade was a good trade, but by no stretch was Aaron Gordon considered a top player in the NBA when the Nuggets traded for him. I still don't know that he's considered that amongst many insiders. But I've always liked how, even when they traded Carmelo Anthony, this was still a playoff team, but there were no stars on that team. There was something fun about that. There was something, I really wanted that team that won 57 games under George Karl, George Karl's final year as the head coach of the Nuggets. I really wanted them to win the championship. I didn't think they would, but that would have been awesome because it was bucking the trend. You know, that was when, during the time of like the big three for Boston, and everybody was just going out and getting free agents and teaming, you know, LeBron James and Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh and Miami. It would have gone against the grain, and that's what I really liked about Denver. And even under Michael Malone, they drafted Joker in the second round. Nobody thought he was going to be a player. They took Jamal Murray, I think, seventh in the first round. Those were all good players, but and they didn't go out and try to team up all these big superstars. The Nuggets, it's just not the Nuggets' way. They are not a hot destination for your typical stud free agent. And even when they won their championship, yeah, they went out and got some good signings and made some very critical trades, but none of those guys, like KCP and Bruce Brown and Jeff Green, none of those guys were like, oh, guaranteed, they're on the roster now, that's a championship. It was an organic building of a team. And so this isn't just about LeBron James. I like Denver. I like this group. Jamal Murray is having his best year. Aaron Gordon, when healthy, is such a stud out there. I'm not big on the Nuggets trying to make one of those monster splashes to get a free agent or to make a trade. And that goes for like Luka Doncic, too. Just as from a fan standpoint. And here's the other, the critical thing is, though, the question that will come to me next would be, do you want to win another championship? Do you want this team to win another championship? And would you refuse a top-tier player in this league just because you like how this team is built up? I'd rather win a championship, sure. Do I think LeBron James would be the piece that would get Denver over the hump? I still think Denver has a shot to win it this year. Now, we're about to find out. 5 games remaining. We're about to find out if they really have what it takes and if they can really compete with a team like the Spurs and the Thunder and even the second-tier teams like the Lakers, T-Wolves, and Rockets. But I don't know. I don't look at LeBron and think he's going to go to a team and finish that product off. He's not that guy anymore. He's still a great player. He's still a top 20 player in the league. But that would mean you'd have to say goodbye to Peyton Watson for sure. And they might already be saying goodbye to Peyton Watson. We'll find out what they do in the offseason with a contract like Cam Johnson, if they can move enough pieces out to keep Peyton Watson. But if you bring LeBron James in, you're most certainly not going to keep Peyton Watson. I'm not a fan of LeBron. I don't like the flopping. He kind of drives me crazy when he's vocal. I'm just not a LeBron James fan. 5 years ago, though, would I have said, hey, I can put that all away, and you pair Joker with LeBron, it'd be fun to watch. It's still kind of fascinating. I don't hate LeBron James. I'm just not a fan. And I think it's like James Harden. I'll watch him play. Now I know he's with the Cavs now. I'm not a fan of his, but is he a good player? Can I respect his game? Absolutely. And that goes the same for LeBron James. The idea of him in a Nuggets uniform, certainly fascinating. I'm saying I wouldn't vote for it. I think Denver, if they don't win a title this year, their big question is going to be, what do you do with Cam Johnson? Does Peyton Watson, can you move Cam Johnson's contract and then sign Peyton Watson? And can Watson grow into that player that we all kind of saw several previews of this season? That's where I think Denver goes. But LeBron James is friends with Josh Kroenke. Like, they were hanging out last summer on his boat. So, it would kind of make sense that LeBron maybe has that one or two years left. But I imagine if LeBron goes anywhere, because I can't imagine he wants to finish his career in L.A. now that it's Luka's team, could he go to Cleveland? Could he go back home to Cleveland? I think that's more probable than him going anywhere else in the league because that would be storybook. You know, obviously storybook for him would also be winning a championship, but he would have a good chance, I think, to go win a title with Cleveland. Cleveland would be certainly one of those teams in the mix. You know, Cleveland right now, what are they, have they won 50 yet? They're third, they're fourth in the East. I mean, that would be a team that you put LeBron on there. Does that change things? You pair him with Donovan Mitchell and James Harden and Jared Allen. Like, that would be a pretty good basketball team right there. So this whole, like, LeBron thing coming up, it's popped up a few times before. As a basketball fan, it would be interesting to me, but it's just not a move that I would vote for. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Your thoughts on it? Because, I mean, I always view LeBron fans, you're either a diehard LeBron guy or you really don't care. You're not, like, you're not into his game. The antics, all that other stuff, it doesn't do anything for you. I'm willing to acknowledge he's one of the greatest players of all time. He's going to go down as one of the greatest players of all time. No one's going to beat Michael Jordan, I don't think. But if you say he's top five, nobody should be arguing with you. Does LeBron on this roster, like today, if you were to put LeBron James on this roster today, would the Nuggets be a favorite? I think they'd be sitting in the same boat. I think they'd be right around that third or fourth seed and have a really good shot to win it, but maybe they're not the great favorite like the Spurs and OKC. So I think it would be almost a lateral type move at this stage in his career. He's 41 years old. So I'm out on that idea. I just don't think it would be good. Last night I got into a little trouble, Michael. I tweeted this out, and I didn't expect it to go viral like this. For me, this is viral. I just said, Joker's the MVP. I said, I'm tired of hearing how these other dudes are better. Did I go over the top in this tweet a little bit? Maybe. I said, one guy is 10 feet tall but can't pass. That'd be Wimby. He can pass. He just doesn't have the assist numbers. So I would make the case that Joker's passes are more impactful, obviously. Guy that's averaging, 11 assists per game are more impactful than Wimby's. So I said, one guy's 10 feet tall but can't pass. One guy shoots 477 free throws a night. Might have overdone it there. And is single-handedly destroying the image of the league. I do think that's true. I absolutely think Shea is hurting the image of the league. Is that his fault? It's the way they officiate him. They have to fix that. But he is the, if you were to talk about one player specifically that's flopping and gets terrible or gets great calls for going for him, it would be Shea. And then I said the other plays with LeBron. But that's not sexy. And man, it wasn't a hateful tweet. You know, yeah, Luka's, they're all top four. They're all top four players in the league. This is stemming from what I watched on ESPN the other day when they're on talking about the MVP race and they just skipped over the third guy on that ladder, and that's Nikola Jokic. That bothers me. And I just get tired of it. I try to put it out of my brain. I really don't care if he wins the MVP, but his numbers would suggest that he is the MVP. Guys don't win most valuable player awards with great defense, Mike. It doesn't happen. We're looking at point totals. We're looking at rebound totals. We're looking at assist totals. That's what we're looking at. Yeah, we're looking at standings too. Denver is fourth in the league. They're at 49 wins. Los Angeles is at 50. San Antonio's at 58. Oklahoma City's at 60. This isn't the Big Sky Conference, where you got to be top three seed in your tournament to be considered player of the year. That's not how this works. So getting some of the pushback I got from all three fan bases, how to piss off three fan bases in one simple tweet, Mike, that's how to do it. Follow me for more tips. I really didn't think it would go that crazy. I primarily have Nuggets fans that follow me. I don't even know how these randos get a hold of my stuff, but they do, and wow. One guy's like, you shouldn't even have a show. How do you get paid to talk about sports? I just wrote back, it's wild, isn't it? I don't know. You tell me.
You should have said, I know the general manager. He and I are close.
Yeah, maybe. Eastside Chris, I could see LeBron making a two-hour special on TV and say, I'm taking my talents back home to my roots. Let's go Cleveland. Yeah, it's not going to be to Denver. I don't believe that would be crazy to me. I wouldn't expect it to happen. I do think this is kind of a nothing burger, but I think it's worthwhile talking about. But yeah, man, people did not like this. I mean, I barely had any Nuggets fans going to my defense last night. Did I go over the top? Sure. Like, Wimby is an amazing player. That guy's going to win multiple MVPs. No question about it. He's going to win a lot of MVPs when it's all said and done. He's an okay passer. He's not a great passer. Joker's a great passer. He's a great rebounder. He's a great scorer. Is he a great defensive player? No. But last I checked, we don't award guys that are above average defensively. That's part of it, but the main part of the equation is those three categories and also winning. HVAC guy, I've been listening to you talk about sports ball for quite a while now. Thank you. And the discussion always happens. Is it because nobody pays attention to Colorado? The answer is always yes, until we can't be ignored. I think in basketball, the Nuggets are not sexy. They're just, you put LeBron on this team, they're going to be talked about a lot, but not the way that even they talk about the Lakers or Cleveland or when he was with Miami. That's just the way the NBA is. The Broncos, all it takes in the NFL is for you to be good. You go to the playoffs and you win. You know, you win regularly. Suddenly, I mean, the Broncos are definitely talked about a lot. So in football, it's not the same.
Yeah, the Jaguars and the Cleveland Browns, as soon as they start winning, yeah. Baker Mayfield.
Yes.
When he was drafted,
boom.
The Cleveland Browns were a story.
How many commercials was Baker Mayfield in when he was finding success? They were great. But Cleveland was talked about. Jacksonville, that's maybe the biggest struggle, but I'm telling you, if they start winning playoff games, they were starting to get talked about this year as almost like a dark horse to win it all. But in the NFL, it does go that way. If you're a good team and you're a regular playoff team and you're a fixture in the playoffs, you're now one of the most popular teams in the NFL. I mean, we weren't talking about Detroit hardly at all, were we, before Dan Campbell got there and started going to the playoffs. Nobody's talking about Detroit.
Yeah, it had been like you were talking about a player. Every now and then, you were talking about Barry Sanders.
Right.
And you weren't talking about the team. You were talking about the player.
A couple of players on that team. With the Broncos.
And there have been a couple of players since Megatron. But
yeah,
now you talk about the Lions.
Right. The Rockies. Well, the Rockies are talked about nationally because they're so bad.
So embarrassing.
Although they did win a series. They didn't win a series until like June last year, I don't think. They won their second series of the year in Toronto. Team that was in the World Series last year.
I still have them winning their 30th game in July.
Could happen. Feel a lot better.
I've moved it now. It's July 15th.
Yeah, but as far as the texture here is concerned, like in the NBA, that especially is a team. It's just for whatever reason, the NBA is all about the East and the West Coast for the most part when they're talking about teams. Or wherever those superstars go. But Joker's a superstar. That's what's wild to me. How do you ignore on the four-letter network that is paid 100% to talk about these things, how do you just gloss over the fact that he's top four, actually top three in the NBA MVP race? How do you just ignore that and talk about Shea and Wimby and Luka as if Joker's not in this conversation? That's insanity to me.
I sometimes wonder if there's like an AI formula. If someone programmed an AI formula and they forgot to put in Denver.
Yeah. I remember Colin Cowherd once said, people give him crap because he's like, I talk about the Cowboys and LeBron James so much. It's like when I talk about those teams and those players, my ratings go up. That was when he was with ESPN. My ratings go up. There is absolutely a formula. Talking about Joker, he doesn't do things that Luka does. He's not gonna break you down and cross over, fade away three to win a game. I mean, he can hit the game winning threes, but it's not sexy when he does it, is it? He's got that kind of overhead shot. You know, he's not really athletic looking. You know, you and I were talking about baseball yesterday and how it's just a different sport athletically, but what they do is amazing. Joker probably fits in that mold of how is that guy, I get that he's tall, but how does he lead the league in assists? How does he lead the league in I mean, how is he one of the top in scoring? He doesn't look the part. Luka looks the part. Shea looks the part. Wimby certainly looks the part because not only is he tall, he can handle the rock.
When we get an opportunity, we do need to have that discussion on the air.
Yeah, we should
have.
It was
good.
Yeah, it was a good discussion because you basically threw out that kind of blanket statement of baseball players aren't really that athletic.
Well, you don't have to be athletic to play
you do.
Every baseball. Like, you can... A first baseman, you can be fat. All you have to do is, you know, do the splits, and you're good.
Like, no. There's just so much to it, man. Like, it all looks routine to us because they do it so often. If you miss a day of baseball, your skill level goes down. I mean, that these guys just do it every single day.
Seems like the Rockies have missed years of baseball.
Yeah. Well, even the Rockies. Like, there was somebody in Denver had posted a question. If the Broncos were to play baseball against the Rockies, 162 games, would the Broncos win any games? And I say no, they wouldn't.
And I agreed with you.
Yeah, they wouldn't. It's just a different sport.
It's like, I think we both agreed that the Rockies would be, even though it would not happen, the Rockies would be more likely to beat the Broncos in football than the Broncos would
so.
In baseball.
Yeah, 100%. I believe that.
Like, none of them are going to accidentally hit that pitch.
HVAC guy says, wait, did Mikey just talk trash about my boy Todd Helton? Fire him now. Todd Helton, baseball player. You saying they're not athletic?
Like you are athletic doesn't mean you don't necessarily.
Hitting a baseball is just a different athletic skill than jumping up and slam dunking a basketball.
I mean, that's barely athletic.
That's
you run every now and then, but then you walk.
Extremely, you're swinging your body. You're using your arms to hit a baseball. It's an extremely athletic thing.
It's barely athletic.
Oh, my gosh.
If I can play it, then it's
you
not
You can't
athletic.
Play it. You can't play it. Anybody can play baseball, but you can't play baseball well. I can't play baseball well. Maybe at center field I would be all right. Couldn't throw the ball in field, though. But I can run after and get it.
I'm ready to play.
27 minutes after the hour. Bruce Dick's going to join us, man. He is going to be, what is this, like his 24th year in a row at the Final Four? He goes to the Final Four every single year, and he is there on site. So we'll talk to him. What does Bruce Dick do? The games aren't until Saturday. So what are they up to? What are they doing?
Visiting the sites.
I guess. We'll talk to him coming up here in just a bit. Keep it here on the whole show. Powered by Mosquito Joe. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
For Hall of Fame Preps Talk, listen to Coach speak. Weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Kaz, voice of the Denver Nuggets. Good to be back on KFKA, baby.
32 minutes after the hour. Guys, Big City Roadhouse. If you haven't been to Big City Roadhouse, you are missing out. And before I break to catch up with Bruce Dick here, I got a $25 gift certificate. I want you to go on Micah. He's covering this. $25 gift certificate to Big City Roadhouse.
Is this because you guys made fun of me and I
yep.
won't buy you beers
yep.
anymore?
So now you're covering this for somebody. Some lucky listener, thanks to Michael. So when you win, I want you to say, thanks, Michael, and then you can be done. I wouldn't stay and linger on the phone with Michael. Things are going to get weird if you do.
Linger or else you don't get it.
No, don't linger. Just call, be professional, and get your gift card. I got $25 right here, $25 gift card to Big City Roadhouse. Let's go caller number 8. Caller number 8 on the First Advantage hotline, 970-353-1310. That's 970-353-1310. Caller 8, you're getting a Big City Roadhouse $25 gift certificate. Coming up next, the coach, Bruce Dick, is, I believe he's there already, isn't he, Mike? He's there at Indianapolis, ready to take in the Final Four this weekend. So we'll catch up with Bruce coming up next. But first, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally. Like growing up with a bank you can count on. Like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling, like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, this is Ed Lamb, head football coach of the UNC Bears. You're listening to The Whole Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Time was drifting, this rock got to roll. So I hit the road and made my getaway.
That's exactly what the coach did. He hit the road and he made his getaway. He is ready for another Final Four in Indianapolis. Joining me now, host of Coach Speak, Hall of Fame coacher, the one and only Bruce Dick. Coach, my friend, haven't seen you in a while. How you doing, buddy?
I'll tell you what, it's great. And Brady, the first thing, you are only 28 days of wins.
We're
only
getting there,
28
man.
28 more wins, man. It's going to happen in June this year.
I, you know what? After you win a series like that in Toronto, a team that was in the World Series and expected to be good again this year, you're turning some heads. I'll tell you that.
And I'll tell you what, yesterday was a real game. You know, I mean, extra inning game. Mm. How fun was that to see the Rocks come out on top of that one?
Oh, it was great. I mean, and it didn't feel like it was going to go that way. But they hung in, kept battling, found a way, and they're starting, like T.J. Rumfield, man, we're getting some good players. I'm starting to see several players on this roster that I'm excited about.
How about that trade?
Yeah.
That's been a great trade with the Yankees thus far.
Yeah, there's a lot of reasons, I think, at least today. It's April, I get it, but you can't ignore a series win like that against Toronto. Coach, how was the trip, my friend? I'm guessing you made it there okay.
You know what? Everything at DIA, you hear these horror stories, TSA couldn't have went better.
Really?
We got there, and honestly, it did not take us 10 minutes to get through security and onto our gate.
Wow. Look at you. I mean, but they probably know it was you coming, right? They're probably like, you know, we got to clear the way. We got Bruce Dick coming to town, and we got to make sure he gets to this Final Four because you can't miss it. You don't miss the Final Four.
No, not too many. We don't miss too many Final Fours, and Indianapolis is a good place to have it. Not great because of the weather, but they do such a great job. When you step off the plane in Indianapolis, you know you're in the city hosting the Final Four. Phenomenal.
What's it like? I mean, Bruce, so what do you do? Obviously, the games are on Saturday, so you're there a few days early. What's on the agenda before the games?
Well, today, registered for the convention. It's the NABC, which is the National Association of Basketball Coaches. I'm actually sitting in on a clinic here in a little bit by John Perry, the head coach of the Naval Academy.
Wow.
And there'll be other coaches we will listen to throughout the next couple of days. And then you always, Brady, you always run into guys that you know, that you've seen, and you have those brief conversations, some a little longer than others. But after our, well, Terry always goes out and runs 6 miles, so I actually got a 4-mile walk in.
Wow.
Today. And as we're coming back to the hotel, we stop at Starbucks and have a great conversation with Dale Lehr, the former coach of the Colorado State Rams.
Wow.
What a great guy.
That is awesome. Yeah, I mean, you run into people like that all the time out there. I mean, you always have these fascinating stories.
Well, and then just got done talking to Fran Fraschilla a little bit ago. And he's going to be a guest on the show in the near future. So we're going to get together, and what a great analyst he is. I think he's one of the better basketball analysts in college basketball that you'll ever find.
Bruce Dick joining us. Coach Bruce Dick off for a few days so he can take this in. Bruce, how many of these have you been to now?
I think this is number 25, but I have to really go back and recalculate. You know, and the way I keep track of that, we're running out of room in the garage for the posters that we buy every year.
I've seen it. So. I've seen it. It's so awesome, man. It's so cool.
But right around 25, the first being in 1983, Brady, before most of the audience was born, when Jimmy Valvano beat Phi Slamma Jamma in Albuquerque.
Wow. Wow. I mean, is that your favorite memory? Is that the one, Bruce?
Well,
I mean,
it's one of the favorite memories. Have so many favorite memories. you know, I was just so young and eager at that time, and now I'm old and eager. But you know, that was always fun, because that was a first when you see all the coaches, you know, walking around and you hear them speak and you know, different things like that, and you realize just how big John Thompson really was, you know, the great coach from Georgetown and different things like that.
These games are going to be good too, Bruce. I was looking this morning at the spread. You got Illinois -1.5. You got Michigan -1.5. So we're expecting fireworks. We're expecting both games to just be awesome. And I hope that's the case for you.
I do too. I just, you know, college basketball, as many goofy things that are going on with the game, once you get to the game, there is no better game than the, you know, the Final Four and the matchups. And with the miraculous finish that Connecticut had, can Dan Hurley win 3 out of 4 national titles? Phenomenal if he would come out on top. And you know he's going to have his guys, you know, up and ready. And then, of course, out west, Arizona, been that team all year that everybody's somewhat penciled in as one of the top teams, and very talented, very big. And Tommy Lloyd has done a great job at Arizona since leaving Gonzaga, where he spent many years with Mark Few.
I mean, Arizona, obviously, like you said, so many people expect Arizona to do this. What's it going to take for Michigan to, I guess, pull off the upset? They're favored by 1.5, but it just seems like the national rhetoric is like, oh, this is Arizona's game to lose.
Well, and I think Arizona has that history. You know,
yep.
They've broken many people's brackets in the past. Can they win that big game? Very talented teams, great size. Arizona doesn't shoot as many threes as most college teams do because they don't have to, you know, because they're so good at getting to the basket and getting in transition. So it's going to be a battle of wills in all two games Saturday, and then the championship game, I'm sure, will be phenomenal Monday night.
Yeah. Well, Bruce, when do you, like on Saturday, how soon do you get there? Will you go there?
You know, in Indianapolis, it's so great. We'll go as soon as the gates open. We will be there ready to go in as soon as the gates open, and we'll make our stroll around. There'll be a big fan fest before the doors open. We'll partake in that. It's so much fun watching the four schools. They'll have their cheerleaders and their bands, and they'll do, you know, a march, and there'll be something along the canal here in Indianapolis, and we will take as much in as we can.
Man, it's got to be heaven for you. You being the basketball guy you are, but then going to this, to see the conclusion of all these great basketball seasons under these teams, to be there all these years, Bruce, man, this has got to be just second to none for you.
Well, it's been such a blessing. You know, when you come out of college and you get into coaching and you think, man, I'd love to go to a Final Four. And then as years go by, to have the opportunity to see as many great moments as, you know, both Terry and I have. She gets to go more since she's not working, you know.
Yeah.
But it's so much fun. I mean, we got in early yesterday, went around town, found out where all the swag shops are, you know, as far as buying the T-shirts and the hoodies and things like that. Had a great dinner. I'll tell you, I'm going to give this place a plug. Anybody going to Indianapolis, you got to go to Rosemary and Olive, a fantastic Italian restaurant near the downtown area.
Well, I'm noting it right now, Bruce. If I find my way there, I'm going to check this place out.
So we're taking notes. That's for sure.
Well, Bruce, man, have fun. I'm so pumped for you. I'm glad you guys get to do this. Tell that wonderful wife hello from us, and we'll look forward to hearing more stories when you get back.
We'll have some more, Brady.
All right, man. I love it. All right, Coach. We'll talk to you soon, man.
Hello to everybody.
Coach Bruce Dick, Hall of Fame coach, and just so happens to be the host of Coach Speak that airs every day here, 10 a.m. to 11. 48 minutes after the hour, let's take a quick break here. I have a question to ask. I'm just still getting it on all sides here on the X account, but when did... I'm being told by some of these guys, Joker's the only one on the MVP list that plays with an all-NBA teammate. When did Jamal Murray become all-NBA overnight? I mean, he's good. He's good, but we're acting like he's Scottie Pippen.
Actually, what you don't know is that's Bruce Brown's brother.
Who is?
The guy that tweeted you.
Bruce Brown's brother?
That's a joke.
What? I don't understand.
Isn't Bruce Brown a Nugget?
Yeah. Okay.
It's a joke. I can't believe you didn't get it.
How is that a joke? Okay. 49 minutes after the hour. Let's take a quick break. It's the whole show. We got to recover from that. I have no idea what just happened. It's Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Avalanche in the playoffs is no small thing. Just how far will they go? Hear Avs games and coverage on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
The beverage of the week at On the Rocks Liquor. This one is White Claws. Claw Tails. These premium malt drinks are available in two flavors, Strawberry Cosmo and Mango Margarita, on sale this week. Also, coming up on Friday, tomorrow, Windsor's own The Heart Distillery will be at On the Rocks Liquor from 4 to 7 o'clock, sampling a lineup of their handcrafted cocktails. Stop by, try something new at On the Rocks Liquor. Tell them we sent you here from the whole show, powered by Mosquito. Joe, that was fun talking to Bruce, man. Did you hear it? He said his wife went on a 6-mile run, Mike?
Yeah, apparently she runs all the time.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
morally opposed to running.
I mean, listen, if I wish that I liked it more, because it's great. Great way to stay in shape. And, you know, she's rocking it. Great work from her. And Bruce went on a, what'd he say, a 4-mile walk, 2-mile walk?
Yeah, 4-mile walk.
Man.
That's too much.
It's probably why Bruce is going to live longer than both of us, I would imagine.
Yeah, if I make it to 50, I will be surprised.
You and me both, brother. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. HVAC guy is not happy with you, Michael. You said, and he quotes, "You can be fat and play first base. First of all, Todd was pure muscle. His neck was bigger than your head. And eventually, when he did gain weight, he was still crushing it. Mikey fired after he does the $25 gift card."
Okay, well, yeah. First of all, somebody doesn't remember Andrés Galarraga.
What do you mean?
He was a first baseman. He was a large fellow.
He was in good shape.
Wasn't he a big guy? He had a big, fat belly?
I don't think so.
Oh, Big Cat?
Well, because he's a big dude. Big Cat.
He did have good swing. Whenever that guy hit a home run, you were like...
HVAC says he's morally opposed to running, but he thinks he can play first base. Yeah. When you said that,
I can't play first base.
If it's not athletic, if I can play it, you could play any sport, Mike. You can literally play any sport. You just wouldn't be good at it. Like, you can play anything. Name a sport. I'm sure I could see you could play basketball. You could play football. You could play hockey even. We could put ice skates on you.
I couldn't play hockey.
We could put ice skates on you and see. You could swing a stick. It doesn't mean you're good at it. It's a terrible argument by you. All right, top stories of the day coming up next. Also, Kevin Lytle will join us from the Fort Collins, Coloradoan. And we'll talk some Colorado State. Any news on the roster as concerning the basketball side of things? So we'll get to that coming up next. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.